an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I am Filippo. And this is an exciting show since I am the host and I am the guest today. Several things happened in the past couple weeks that have led up to this, and there have been suggestions and hints that Filippo, you need to do a show where you talk about things, feel yourself out talking about things. And I've of course said no, and we've got all these people booked for the next couple months, so maybe in a couple months we'll do that, whatever. And then at the last minute, our guest was his plane was delayed for 6 hours, and so that put him in the air during our show, and all fingers pointed to this is the way this is supposed to be for some reason. And so I'm nervous. I'm nervous because, sure, I can talk off the cuff, but I want to say something important, but more than, or something meaningful, or something that's going to bring ahas, and I have this expectation of what I want it to be. That's part of it. The other part of it is, I'm afraid of what's going to come out, because sometimes things come out of my mouth that I hear for the first time. In other words, they're in my head, some of them, and then I actually say them, and then I think, oh God, what is that I'm saying? And it's hard to stop in the middle of a conversation because it's just weird. And also, well, because I also am curious as to see where it's going to go. I'll give you an example. About 2 years ago or so, when we had first started doing live events, and soon after the show Life Changes with Filippo had started, I was at an event with our producer Mark Lejeune, and the speaker for the evening had not arrived yet. So the people that put on the event were panicking and didn't know what to do, and there were hundreds of people in the audience, and so Mark turned to me and said, Filippo, would you do something? Do you want to speak? And I said, sure. And I think I turned around to cough or something. I don't know. And then I went to turn right back around to him saying, what would be appropriate, or what do you think, or what would they expect? Because I wasn't there to speak. But when I turned back around, Mark was already gone. And the next thing I know, he had talked to the people that were in charge of this, and they had asked him to go ahead and introduce me. So before I knew it, there I was being introduced on stage and not knowing what it was that I was going to say, or how I was going to say it, or make it relevant. And so when my name finally was called out, I went up, I shook Mark's hand, I said, thank you. I grabbed the microphone and I started to talk, completely not knowing what I was going to say. And at that point, completely not knowing what I was saying, because I'm thinking, I wonder where this is going. I wonder where this is going as I'm just talking. And then all of a sudden it went into a story that I've had in my head about myself that I couldn't believe I was actually telling a public audience. And I thought to myself, oh God, why am I doing this? And why is this important right now? And do I really want to do this? And so I let the story continue, and it was quite healing actually to hear the story out loud. And at that point, there came a point when I thought, okay, well, if the audience doesn't get anything out of this, I guess this was for me and I was supposed to get something out of this. And I just kind of relaxed into the story and eased into it and just kind of listened to it as I was sharing it. And then the story ended. And then people started applauding loudly. and cheering. And the story had touched them, had moved them, and it had touched me and moved me. It's a story that I'd love to share one day, and it's a story that kind of starts with and ends with, I am Filippo. And it's interesting that the story and those words resonated with so many people that after the whole event, after the speaker had come and spoken, et cetera, and I actually interviewed the speaker, people came up to me and said, I am Filippo, referring to the story. And it's interesting that a year or so later, or maybe months and months later, I was at a convention and I was walking through the convention hall and I see somebody running towards me who I don't know. And he stops in front of me and says, I am Filippo. And I thought, okay, I'm Filippo too. And I extended my hand to, and he says, no, 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 I am Filippo. I was there. And I'm thinking, where is there? And he said, at the, and he mentioned the event, and he said, you told the story about, and then I realized that he had connected with the story and somehow, and that meant something to him. And I, and I'm getting emotional now. I embraced him and I thanked him for mirroring back that experience and reminding me. So I'm reminded at this moment of that, and I'm grateful for Mark LeJour for putting me in that spot, and now today for Dorothy insisting as a producer that this is what had to happen. And so I am sure months from now I will remember this day and be grateful for it. In the meantime, I'm still nervous, but we'll come back with Life Changes with Filippo and our guest today, Filippo Voltaggio, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, and our guest today is me. And normally about this time, I would be introducing our guest and reading their bio or their introduction. And I'm not going to read my bio or my introduction or even make an introduction of myself, but I will introduce the reason for being, the reason the show seems to be very important, this particular episode, which I am calling What Would Filippo Say? And almost reluctantly so, but nevertheless, What Would Filippo Say? Because especially now that it's 2012 and it's still a new year, I have had a few friends and a couple clients go through certain experiences and say, well, what would Filippo say about this? Or they say that they use that phrase because of certain things that I've said. But even more so than that, some other things that have happened that have made me stop and look or listen or wonder myself what Filippo would say. This thing, Facebook, and by the way, thank you for all of you who have commented on my Facebook post, today regarding this particular show. I appreciate the love and support. I had somebody connect with me whose name I didn't recognize, and because Facebook is the way it is, and because I have about 5,000 friends, and because Facebook doesn't allow me to have very many more, and I'd like to save a couple of the last ones so that if we have clients or guests on the show that want to be friends, that I do that, and happily have several thousand people who want to be my friend, and I'm so grateful for that. And for whatever reason that they all do or you all do, I appreciate. It makes me feel good, and I wish I could do that. And someday, somehow, we just might. But in the meantime, a lady tried to befriend me, and I always look at the names, and I always send them thanks in my mind, and I'm grateful for it. And I try to look up when I have time to see each person and what they're kind of about, so I at least have them sort of on my radar. And this person just kept coming up. Like, for some reason, I kept seeing her name come up. It's like, I thought I saw her yesterday, and I can't befriend her, but, so I looked further, and come to find out, I didn't recognize her last name because it was her married name, but this is a young lady that I grew up with, that I went to, I didn't go to school with. She was a couple years older than I, but I knew her as a family friend. And it's been, I don't know, since junior high, or maybe even maybe junior high, that I haven't seen her. And so all of a sudden, here is this woman wanting to befriend me. Now, she grew up in the same Italian community that I did, and grew up kind of a similar background in the same small town. And so I befriended her. And wrote a note saying, thank you for finding me and for having an interest in befriending me on Facebook after all these years. And instead she wrote me back this beautiful note, this beautiful message saying how she admires what I do and has learned from me and is grateful that I'm doing what I'm doing, that I got out of the small-mindedness and that I can help people like her who has interests in these subjects, and she would like to take a workshop from me. Well, of course I do workshops, and I never really thought, I kind of separated myself from the fact that I grew up a certain way and I believed at certain things, and I subscribed to certain things, and I'd forgotten that I did. And though I don't look back necessarily thinking there's anything wrong with that, I've forgotten that there are other people like me who at one time lived under certain beliefs or rules or feelings and want to live differently now. And that I'm inspiring to them. And I at first, when I saw her email saying she wants to take seminars from me, I thought my mind went to me being the little boy thinking she's older and she knows better, as we were taught that about her, and listen to her, et cetera. Now she's saying she wants to listen to me, and I was making a judgment on it based on the mind of this little boy who believed that I should be learning from her, who was my elder at the time, when I still could learn from her because she's now a mother and will never be one. And she's learned other things that I may never know, but she wants to learn from me. So then on New Year's Day, actually, of all days, I checked my voicemail messages, which I hadn't in a few days. And I received not one, but five or six voicemail messages. And then that night, a couple Facebook messages from people calling me on behalf of a fellow entertainer. Now, I don't want to give too much detail because you all might know him. He is fairly famous, and but the point is that he called and they called my office number saying that he needed to talk to me, that this singer needed to talk to me. And please call him right away. And his manager called, left a message as well. And I mean, it was another singer, another singer's wife. I mean, it was just like, what's going on? Well, when I finally heard his message, he said that his wife had just died. And this guy's young and he had two young children or three young children with his wife. And I didn't know him very well. And I still don't know him very well. We've just done a couple events together. And we don't talk. We're not friends, really. But he reached out to me and all these people saying, I have to talk to Filippo. I have to talk to Filippo. Now, here we are, New Year's Day, and I'm with my family. And I've got this, I'm like, what do I say to a man who's just lost his wife and left behind three children? What do I say to them? And so I hesitated. And, you know, every hour that passed, I thought, what do I say? Well, he wanted to talk to me, so he must think I have something to say. So what do I tell him? I don't know. So every hour I hesitated was every hour that he went through whatever he was going through without being able to hear from me for whatever reason. And so I finally called him and he said, I just needed to tell you. And then he cried. And I said, what can I say? And he said, I just needed to tell you. And then I ended up saying some things. And then he said, thank you. I needed to hear that. And that was the end of the conversation, or at least the first one we've had since. But I doubted myself. And the interesting thing is that I really didn't have to say anything. He just wanted to tell me. For whatever reason, he sees me a certain way or he felt something about me and he wanted to tell me. Who was I to say that I'm not the one you want to tell this to, that I can't help you? Well, I was, and I ended up helping even more by saying what it was that I ended up saying. Jonas Elrod, his story that he shared on our show last week inspired me, and those of you who heard that probably heard that, inspired me to tell more of my stories. A client that I have who started to cry in the middle of my life coaching session with him this week or last week, inspired me to speak with you all in this way today. When I asked him, when I shared with him what I was seeing and what I was suggesting, and he started to cry, and I let him do that for about 5 minutes. And then afterwards, I asked him if he wanted to share, and he said that no one had really ever seen him. And then a client actually 2 days ago who just started to laugh at something that I said, and I didn't think I was being very funny. I was actually being very serious. And he just started to laugh, and I finally, when he was done, that didn't take 5 minutes. I asked him, what is it that you're laughing about so I could laugh too? He said, to think I've been struggling with these people, his clients, and fighting with these people, and I never looked at it that way. And you're right. And I didn't even know what it was that I was right about at that point. So I asked him, so what is it that I'm right about? And this is reminding me that all the times I have told people, thank you for saying that, I've never looked at that way. You should really say that to other people. Or, wow, you're such a good teacher. You should really teach. And a lot of times I've been met with resistance. Like, oh, no, I'm not a teacher, or no, who would want to hear me? I'm just an old this, or I'm young and nobody would listen to me anyways, or I'm a woman and what do people, or I'm a this, or I'm a that, or no, I can't, I don't know how. I'm remembering now how many times I've said the same thing. How many times I've resisted people saying, you should be a life coach. You should be on radio. You should talk. Heck, I resisted having this conversation with you all today. And what actually helped was, again, like Jonas Elrod's story of Wake Up, what actually helped was the fact that him sharing his story inspired me to share more of mine. Maybe by me sharing my stories, it'll inspire more of you to share more of yours. Because, no coincidence, I'm sure, something that happened just yesterday brings this all home. Because there's a saying I like to say, and that is that the answers are amongst us. That we have the answers, not necessarily us individually, but collectively, the answers are among us. And this brings me to something that I was thinking about recently, about the story of the loaves and the fishes, or fish, in the Bible. I like that story, and I like it for many reasons, and it applies for so many things, but I actually found a way to have it apply to what happened yesterday and to what collectively I feel can happen real soon. Actually now. Right now. Because the time is now. And if all we have is this moment, then now is now. And it's not really that hard. It's just a matter of the loaves and the fishes. So that story, that parable that supposedly Jesus told, where, if those of you who don't know this part of the Bible, that the masses were gathered to hear Jesus speak. And then it came lunchtime and everybody started to get hungry and their stomach started to rumble. And so Jesus said, okay, well, let me perform a miracle here. Okay, it's not exactly like this in the Bible. I'm not trying to offend. I am just trying to be playful, and I do enjoy this story, and I'm enjoying it now, so I hope you are too. So he supposedly asks, as the story goes, if anybody has any food to share, and somebody produces 5 loaves of bread, and somebody produces 3 fish. And then Jesus performs a miracle. And all of a sudden, there's plenty of food and plenty of bread and plenty of fish for everybody. So the interpretation can be, and often is, that Jesus performed a miracle and magically turned the loaves of bread and fish into plenty of bread and fish for everyone. Another interpretation has been, for some, that when the people saw that somebody was willing to give of the only food that they brought for themselves to share with everybody else, and one of them, I believe, was a child, that they too started to bring out their food that they had stashed away for themselves and were eagerly holding on to it for when they got hungry, or not wanting to eat it in case somebody else next to them didn't bring food and then they wouldn't have enough to share with everybody. But once everybody brought forth their food, then there was actually more food than was needed to feed everybody. And there might have been amongst those people who did not have food, and yet they got to eat as well, according to the story. So if the answers are among us, if the answers are here, the teachers are among us, then each one of us presumably might have loaves of bread and fish that not necessarily we are hoarding, but that we might feel isn't good enough. Well, just maybe if somebody, just maybe if somebody like me who thinks that his answers and his stories aren't good enough can step up and say, if they help that person in their time of need, maybe they're enough. And if I bring out my stories and my knowledge and my wisdom And if somebody else brings out their stories and their knowledge because they've been inspired by me, or I've been inspired by somebody else, or we're all inspired by the miracle that we think that Jesus can make manifest, or whomever we believe, then maybe we will have enough food for everyone, to use the analogy of the Bible story, and enough knowledge, enough compassion, enough love, enough understanding to really make the world exactly into what we want it to be. So yesterday, I went to a yoga workshop. It wasn't a yoga class, where it was a workshop where we learned about yoga and some of the things that it can help bring about. We did some yoga, but it was just an understanding of what they call this technology which we call yoga. Because supposedly it's a type of technology that works with our bodies to help create certain things. So in the process of experiencing the class as a student, the workshop, I came across an experience, a learning, or an understanding, and also a question. And I had the feeling, based on the people that were in the class, that if we had an answer to this question, that it would actually help a lot more people than just me. Because I always could have talked to the instructor privately on my own, but I purposely asked it in the public forum when it was time for questions and answers at the end. And when I asked the question that I was so excited about asking, because I really thought that the answer could really serve not only me, but all of us, because it seemed like an aha moment, but I couldn't bridge it because I didn't have the knowledge. But I had an experience that I wanted to help, that I wanted defined and anchored and understood. So I asked the instructor, I shared with him what I experienced, and then I asked him a question. And the instructor said, "I don't know. I don't know, but I'm glad it served you and that you had an experience." And I thought, oh, this is such a great opportunity. I wish I had the answer, but I don't, for myself, but for everybody else. I know there's an answer to this. And somebody in the class sheepishly raised their hand, and they said, "If I may," asking permission of the instructor and of me to answer my question, I said, "Please." He said, from a psychological standpoint, and this man ends up being a doctor, he said, "This is what happened. This is what you experienced." And there was this big sigh in the class, like this big, ah, like for those who experienced that too, or for those who didn't experience, there was an understanding, something came through that might have been one of the key things that we all walked away with, because it was like, oh, everybody just kind of felt it. And I thought a lot of things, but one of the most beautiful things was the answers are among us. And the teacher, quote unquote, didn't have the answer to that particular question, but somebody within our student group did. And so the student becomes the teacher, and the teacher becomes the student, and we all serve each other. And maybe we don't have to raise our hands sheepishly. Maybe we can raise our hands proudly. But whether it's sheepishly or proudly, I'm encouraging us to raise our hands, because we just might have the answer for not just somebody else, but for many. And with that, we'll come back with more right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I am host and guest today, interestingly enough. And I am breathing a lot better now that we are halfway through this show, which I am now looking back saying I'm excited. I'm excited about this. It is moving me, and I hope that it moves many of you, and I would love to hear from you. I always do, but for this show in particular. For those of you who are new to this show, we are Life Changes with Filippo, and you can learn more about us at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. Since I'm talking today, for those of you who know that I am a singer, you could always go to filippovoltaggio.com to hear some of my singing stuff, which is actually kind of interesting because I'm flying to New York this week. Now that I say this, I'm remembering, to sing for a song competition. I actually won the top 10 and then, there's the finals coming up at the end of this week in New York. But maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. So anyway, you can see some of that at filippovoltaggio.com. That's V-O-L-T-A-G-G-I-O. And for that matter, Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O I'm confusing myself. Filippovoltaggio.com. It's not a website I give often because I'm so focused on the Life Changes with Filippo and the life coaching, et cetera, et cetera. But today I'm so focused on sharing with you all, an inspiration that I have received, throughout the few short years that I feel that we've been together on radio, that I've received from you all, from our guests, from our producers, from so many people who I didn't even know were listening, including family members and friends that I didn't expect they'd want to be tuning in. And it's interesting to have people say, oh, yada-da-da-da-da-da, that's what Filippo would say. Or, you know, or what would Filippo say? Let's see. And sometimes it's a joke, or jokingly said, I should say. And sometimes I recognize that there is truth in that. And I'm always eager to hear what they think Filippo would say. And actually, it changes, my perspective. And this is what I'm hoping to impart here, is a change of perspective. Often we have heard, and I have said even myself, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I think jokingly once on the show, I said, does that mean poof, the teacher just appears magically? or was the teacher always there, but the student wasn't ready to see the teacher, so they didn't see that person as the teacher or that thing as the teacher or the lesson. But I never had the perspective of us being the teacher to somebody else being the student. And when I say us, I say all of us, because we can learn from all of us, from each other. And it's one of my favorite things to do, actually, is listen to people and hear what they have to share, their wisdom, their perspective. So when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Isn't it interesting that the teacher, this is implied, I suppose, has to be ready in order for the student to be able to see the teacher when the student is ready? Wouldn't it be sad if the student were ready and the teacher were you and the teacher didn't appear? And that's my understanding that I've recently come to when I look at all these emails that we get and these people that are wanting me to life coach them, et cetera, and people that just want to talk to me. And I think, why me? Why me? Well, there was a time when I worked 9 to 5. Actually, it was more like 8 to 7. And took work home on weekends, and I drove in traffic, and I didn't have time to think of anything other than work and then home, and I didn't have a family to take care of, so I didn't have to think about dropping kids off at school and picking them up and taking them to sports or events, and I didn't have to think of any of that. I didn't have to think of changing diapers or who's going to get the child on the weekend. Or I didn't have to think of any of that. And I still didn't have much time to think of anything else other than work and some socializing. So I didn't have time to think of anything like this. And then one day, I left that world. And I went into this admittedly strange sort of world that I didn't understand, and I don't know if I still do. But the point was is that I gave myself many, many years to be away from a world that I was kind of raised to be in, and to study, to learn different ways of being. And now I bring that back into a world where now, as a business owner and partner, I'm working 9 to 5 or 8 to 7, and I have work on my mind, but all that knowledge that I had, I bring it here. And then when I get to share it with you, why not me? Why not me? In the same perspective, why not you? You might know people who don't have children. And I know that you, if you do, you've learned things from your children that other people that don't have children don't know. Or you've learned things from your children who are now adults that parents you know who have children now don't know yet. And you can share with them. This might be your experience. Or if this should happen, Just think on that. I'm not saying give unsolicited advice, but you just may be teacher to a student who is ready. Are you ready to stand up as teacher? And speaking of teachers, this all reminds me of another workshop. I love learning. I love learning from people. I love going to workshops, and I learn all the time. And that's why I forget how much I actually have learned, and that the fact that a lot of people don't get the chance or don't have the money or don't have the time to go to these workshops. So why shouldn't I'm talking to myself now. Why shouldn't I take all this information and then have it come out the way I do it? So that others could say, oh, yeah, Filippo kind of weeds it down for me or filters out what I need to know right now. And that's kind of what I'm getting as I'm standing up as the teacher. and hopefully inspiring you to stand up in the teacher in whatever field is right for you. That doesn't mean leaving your job or, you know, putting up a shingle saying, I am teacher. In this moment, in this now, we all have loaves of bread and fish, if you heard the first half of the show, that are pearls of wisdom that if we brought out, we could make all kinds of things with those pearls. So where was I going? So I was going to a workshop and I got to a workshop. Ah, another workshop where the teacher was late. Well, here something very special happened actually. The teacher was late. It was a small group. I don't know, maybe 25 of us or something. And as the teacher, I forgot what we were there to learn, but the longer the teacher was late, the more, each one of us started talking to each other. So it started by somebody talking to someone next to them, and then the person behind them joining, and then the person in front of them joining. And all of a sudden, all these different little groups of people were talking. The interesting thing is since we were prepped in the sense that we were there to learn, the conversations that were being had were learning conversations and consequently teaching conversations. We were each teaching and learning from each other. It was so much fun. We were laughing and doing and oh wows, and really that happened to you? Well, when I experienced this, and it's like, oh, I didn't know you can experience that, or where could I go to get that? And did you know you could do this? And when the teacher actually walked in a long time later, none of us noticed. And I have to say that it was kind of a letdown when she demanded our attention because we were learning so much from each other. And this is what we can do. I'm cracking myself up. Because I say, as I said before, the answers are among us, and we are the teachers, and we are the students, and I am excited that I am saying this because because I need to hear this, and that's part of the point, is that I've been listening this week to not only what people have been saying to me, but what I've been saying to people. It's like, oh, you should teach this. Oh, you should help others with this. Or this would be good. And I've been good at doling that out, telling other people what they should do. When all of a sudden, and it's good things. It's not like I'm nagging them about doing something they don't want to do or can't do or I need them to do. It's inspiring stuff. But as I looked at this show for today, I started realizing that everything that I've been telling everybody else is probably for me. And so I'll share with you this before we break, is that with everything that we need to learn, they say, there's another saying that says, you teach what you most need to learn. Ah ha ha, the irony. So I have been teaching to people what they need to go out there and do, or what would be good if they did, or what would help them and everybody else. And I've been doing, but I haven't been conscious as much that what I've been doing was what I needed to do in order for me to grow so that I could do what I do even better. And it's also something I'm interested in and passionate about. And so I am delighted to be able to share all of this with you all today. And I'll be sharing more. I guess usually around this time I say, and our guest has been, so our guest is me, and I am Filippo. And I will still be Filippo. I'll even be a better Filippo when we come back right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I am Filippo, and we are back with a conversation that I have been delighted to have with you, and it amazes me that I've never done this. I've talked in front of audiences and classrooms and one-on-one for probably hours, but I've usually had people in front of me or always. And I see their reaction and I engage with them and I interact with them. And it's been interesting engaging as much as I know how to do, with you all. You know, what's helped is the Facebook actually and the emails, because I feel like I know enough of you to feel like I almost know all of you. And so it's still been kind of different and new for me having this hour long conversation. And actually I didn't share this, but I also listened to radio and, coming home one night from something, I was listening to somebody pontificate about something that they believed in that I thought that I didn't believe in, but I was interested in their point of view and where they were coming from. And I saw their point of view and I still didn't believe what they believed. But I thought that's interesting that somebody's putting out this, what I think is false information. So, and so here, that was the other thing that kind of led to this. It's like, well, I listened to that guy pontificate for an hour about things that he believes in and more power to him, but that I think are false and that I think are kind of probably driven by propaganda or something. And this is driven by my passion, by my insecurities at the same time, by my fears and my hopes, by my dreams, by my knowledge, by my experiences. It's by my love, actually. And, this would be a great time for a song. And as a singer, I can't tell you how hard it is not to sing at this point. But being that I said earlier that I have won this song competition, you know, here's another example. Here is another example. I can't believe I'm going to share this. This is another example of things coming out of my mouth. But some lady who is part of a committee that does this competition befriended me on Facebook, I think for the sole, I hope she's not listening, for the sole purpose of inviting me as a singer to participate in their song competition. Now, I said thank you, and I wasn't in that frame of mind, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But I said thank you, and I think that's all I said. And got busy with the rest of my life or working on the show or something. And then 2 years ago, she wrote again saying, I hope this will be the year you submit for the song competition. And I said, thank you. I hope so too. And then I didn't do anything about it. This year, several months ago, she wrote me again. God bless her and thank her for her persistence. After the contest, I'll probably say her name. But in the meantime, and as she said, she so gently and politely and kindly said, I believe you're a wonderful singer and I believe you have an opportunity to win our competition. Please, would you write a song and sing it for our competition? And I thought, this lady has hundreds of people submitting. for this competition. I knew because I looked it up, et cetera, et cetera. And she has no reason other than either she believes in me or is a fan of me or has some kind of knowing or something. And why am I putting her off? But it's more than putting her off. It's about putting myself off. Why am I not allowing this in my life? You know, it's knocking, for God's sakes. It's not just I read about a competition or I saw something or somebody. No, she is directly calling me. And I put her off. I don't even know what I was thinking. It's hard to think that I could have thought anything, but yes. But yes, of course. Thank you. So the irony of it is that I had a song nel cassetto, in the drawer, as the Italians would say, as I'm getting into Italian mode, because the song's in Italian. I had an Italian song, because this is an international Italian song festival. I had a song in the drawer, so to speak, that I had not recorded. And I thought, I have an Italian song that I wrote. Why am I having a hard time just, it's already, everything is there. Not only are the answers among us, so are the clues. So I finally went in the studio to record the song. And as I recorded the song that I had written years ago, and I don't know where the words came from, but the words were telling me something about something. And I realized while I was singing this song in the studio that this song was about a friend of mine whose heart was closed, who wouldn't allow love in. And I was feeling sad for this friend that, and as I sang the song, I thought about this friend and I was feeling sad. We recorded the song. And we tried to mix it and then tried to master it, which are things you do with songs after you've recorded them. And it just wasn't working. The sentiment wasn't right or something wasn't working. It just wasn't working. So I thought, I'm not supposed to submit for this competition. And then the producer, Terry Kano, said, let's give it another try. Come back in the studio and let's re-record it. So I said, sure. I went back in the studio. And he set everything up, and I got ready to record it, and I started reading the words of the song. When you let yourself be loved, I'm translating from the Italian, exactly as you are. The time is perfect right now. So what are you waiting for? You'll see that as soon as you let yourself be loved, exactly as you are, the whole world will change. Life will get easier. My point in bringing this up is that I got emotional as I started singing the first couple lines, because I realized this song wasn't about my friend. Yeah, the same thing happened in the studio. The song was about me. And my friend Terry, who couldn't see me, says, are you all right in there? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And when I finally composed myself, we recorded the song. And he said, wow, that was great. And I said, yeah, I kind of like it too. And I then submitted the song to this beautiful lady. And when they had all the songs, she said something like 500. They picked 10, and mine came in the top 10. And she personally called me all excited, and she said, I knew it. You're a winner. And so is your song. Well, I'd love to share it with you tonight, but I think I'm not supposed to until after the competition. I know I'm a winner. More and more every day. But I'm hoping that all of you will know that you are, and that all of you could take the advice that I couldn't take for myself, that I had written for myself years and years ago, that I finally could sing. God, I'm so glad I'm sharing this story so that I don't have to do this while I'm singing at the competition. All right. And that advice is, if you just let yourself be loved exactly as you are, and might I add, by you and by me and all others that would like to. So with that, I'm raising up my hand, not sheepishly, but proudly, as I referenced before, as the teacher, as the student, as one who has the answers and one who wants to know the answers that you have. And I am so grateful to Dorothy Donohue for insisting this show go down exactly the way it did. I'm grateful for our guest, who hopefully will be able to be on next week, whose flight was delayed. I'm sorry it had to happen that way, but at least he's safe and will probably be on next week. And I'm grateful to Mark Leger as well, our producer, for bringing this all together the way it has, and our engineer Seth Hendricks for allowing it to transmit to you. And to all of you who are listening for many years to come, I do love you all. I am Filippo. Good night.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donohue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.